Waiting on a tax return? Hopefully it ends up in your hands. Fraudulent tax returns due to identity theft increased by 30% in 2023. If you're in a bind this tax season, LifeLock can help. Our U.S.-based restoration specialists are experts dedicated to helping solve your identity theft issues. And all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. So we'll reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. Help protect your information this tax season with LifeLock. Save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/aware.
With me for Lincoln Live today is Lancaster Event Center Managing Director Amy Dickerson. Amy, it's been a while since you and I either were in person or on the phone or Zooming. So welcome back into the show.
Good to see you.
We talked last in August, so we've got some catching up to do. County Board has passed its budget, come and gone. The request for some additional funding was not included. I've had Sean Flowerday on the show before, and county commissioners really struggled to even break even for the budget. So I get it. The money requested specifically as a property tax levy increase was not included in the budget. But LEC's doors are still open. How does the rest of the year look for you financially, Amy?
Yeah, that's good to give everybody an update. So we are open and operating. We're blessed to have big spaces indoor and out. And so we've been going since end of June, and we're doing great, and have really developed a lot of expertise through our whole team that the health department really has worked with us. And my team has become expert about how to run these events safely as safe as possible in a pandemic. We appreciate the county board and all the public considering whether there might be a potential to help us build a little bit of reserve fund because we're not subsidized to be open outside of fair time. A lot of people don't realize that we're entering our 20th year here, and we've been open under our own power with all the other events that we host for the community and these national, international events that come in, bringing visitors from outside of county under our own power. And of course, that's challenging when you go down to zero revenue for 3.5 months. But the federal stimulus programs so far have taken care of that. And we're just thankful that the health department is working with us to be open through the winter. And we'll see. We're getting it nice and safe for people here to come on out and do what they enjoy doing in our big spaces.
We'll talk about some of the events for the rest of 2020, but let's use this opportunity to give some props to the staff and you too, Amy, because it could have been, I know this isn't in your DNA, but you could have just said, oh, well, we've only got a couple of months left, but you didn't. You thought creatively. You found ways to invite and to be safe with the invitations and the events that are going on out there. So let's just talk about the creativity that's been generated by you and your staff to keep LEC open.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting. The event that we opened up with is a kind of event we've never done before in our lives, hadn't even contemplated pre-COVID, and that was a drive-in national broadcast concert for Garth at the end of June. And we had 800 cars sell out, over 4,000 people out here outside just having a great time. They were yelling at us as they left, thank you so much for having this, keep doing those things. And people look at that and think, oh, they must have cleared oodles of dollars, but by the time you pay for all the projectors and the screens and the sound and all that, you know, we kind of clear single digits on it. But we were so happy to do that for the community. And we had three more of those. We have a drive-in movie coming up for a local bank that'll be announced shortly. We've played with whether, you know, folks would like to come out to do Husker watch parties indoors. We're going to kind of watch that and see whether that's something. But just getting creative with it, you know, doing things outdoors, opening the doors up, being safe. And we're really proud to have done a bunch of community things that we haven't done before. You know, we were talking about the blood drive coming up, being an election site for the county, you know, COVID testing early on, you know, things like that. So we're, you know, really happy to do that. And in fact, we're realizing that a lot of nonprofit groups are not able to meet, you know, your Kiwanis clubs and Sertomas and all that. And we want to offer out to those nonprofits out there that if you're trying to have a meeting or you're trying to have a fundraiser and you need a bigger space, that we're offering $2,000 of free rent for them to come out and do what they need to do, and we'll work with them from there to keep it just as low cost as possible. We want to support our fellow nonprofits out here during this pandemic.
Now, for people listening who have never taken advantage of the Lancaster Event Center, when Amy talks about large space, she's not kidding. I'll equate it this for Husker fans. It's about a football field, or at least it feels like or seems like about a football field. So you think of being a person at a stadium, sitting along a sideline or in a space that's about the size of a football field. That's the way I equate it to the space and the openness and the environment out there.
Yeah, and we've got five buildings that size. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So whether it's a banquet or whether it's a large fundraiser gathering, you want to do a silent auction, an in-person auction. In fact, we had an auction just recently, kind of spaced out. So a lot of different things you can do in 80 to 100,000 square feet.
That's right. That's right. Amy mentioned the Red Cross Blood Drive. That is today at the Lancaster Meeting Room. Starts at 10, runs till 4. It might be full, but it's worth a phone call to see if you can get in.
Yep, and they're out there on the website for a quick, if you want to make a reservation there. And I believe they're offering COVID antibody testing results with your blood donation. So worth looking at, whether at Lancaster Event Center, they're doing them all the time across town.
All right. What are folks what can folks expect at the North Central Affiliate Finals Horse Show coming up this weekend?
Well, just like all our horse shows, they're all free. So if you're looking for something to get out of the house, get a little cabin fever, you know, get the kids out, get the grandkids out. They are super friendly folks at all our horse and livestock shows, and they are happy to see the public and tell them what they're doing. I know you've brought your granddaughter out sometimes, Dale, to some of that.
Mm-hmm. And I'll bring her out the weekend of November 6th for the NFRP barrel racing going on out there. When she, you saw this, when people had their kids fill out what they want to be, what they want to do, what they're anticipating on the very first day of school. She wrote on her little chalkboard, she said, "I want to be a barrel racer when I grow up." So I take her to as many barrel racing events as I possibly can out at the Lancaster Event Center.
And we have all kinds of them. So you can come out, bring them out several times, and they will see different kinds of horses, different kinds of people from different parts of the country. So it's really interesting to talk with them, and they'll be happy to talk with you and tell you about their horses and what they're doing, explain it.
Oh, yeah. You won't meet a friendlier group of folks than someone who's taking care of horses or animals in general. So, yeah, that's the weekend is the weekend of November 6th that I'm looking at for the barrel races. Every Monday is Food Bank Drive out at the event center. We want to talk about that routine event that goes on out there every Monday at the event center. What are the times for that?
We had over 370 cars, so it's really become, folks are really starting to understand that there's another part of town. And what the food drive likes is it's really easy in and out, you know, with the big parking lots that we've got. So it's working out really well for them.
And the event center is a voting site, so keep that in mind. They'll be open for you to be able to safely vote for the election. I mentioned the weekend of November 6th. The 7th and 8th is the Fall Fling Flea Market. And I see this as an antique and a junk festival, too. But I see this as an opportunity to return to some normalcy. Get out there and see what other people have put out there. And you might find something fun.
Yep. Again, I mean, one of those things that we've all felt like we can do is still shop. And so think about Lancaster Event Center. A lot of weekends, we've got a pop-up retail store. They're called sales or trade shows, but those are really, you know, pop-up retail stores that are just up for the weekend that you can come and see a lot of different merchandise from the area.
What have you been working on? 2020 is just about behind us, thank goodness, and 2021 is out there. What's on your to-do list for 2021?
Well, the first thing is working with our team in the health department to talk about this winter, how that's going to go. We just got approval on modifications, our plan to go forward as safe as we can for trade show season. It kicks off with the second largest indoor farm show in the country is the first full week of December, 8th through 10th. So every single inch we've got, Dale, you're not going to see any horse arenas or horse stalls that day. It's all packed dirt and carpet, 9.2 acres of booths. So that's, again, even if you aren't personally a farmer that's out looking to make decisions on a tractor, it is a spectacle. You got to bring your kids and your grandkids out to this. This is something to see. So there's lots of space. We got some good food. So that's in early December, and that kicks off our trade show season. We've got about 79 days of trade shows. Again, these are like pop-up retail stores, and we're going to be, the health department asked us to require face coverings, which I think is smart, just like when you go into stores right now, but that'll be for us all season here at the event center. And, you know, we'll have plenty of space to keep people distanced and safe. And that'll be some good things to do this winter. We're also looking at finalizing our spectator show plans. Like, we've got the second largest indoor tractor pull in March. So we're working with the health department on what the plan is there. And we have learned in pandemic life, you can make a plan, but you got to be prepared to update it up until the last minute. So we'll update with people there. You know, one thing that's different on the trade show season, just to raise awareness on it, is usually the tickets are sold right at the door if there is a ticket. Like the farm show is free. They don't usually have tickets, but they are asking people to pre-register. And the health department wants us to do timed entry tickets, kind of like what folks have heard about with the Children's Zoo is how they opened up. We're going to be doing timed entry tickets on our website. So it's just a couple clicks on our website. Pick a time that you want to come. So it kind of evens it out so we don't have crowds at the doors. And then it'll go good from there. So beyond that, Dale, we're already getting ready for next summer already. We got a big summer with the rodeo coming in July. We just had a visit with them, with their executive director was here this week. And it's full bore ahead on that. And I fully anticipate with most of that event being outdoors, and with us in the health department having had more experience with the pandemic, I totally anticipate that we're going to be able to go forward with that event. So we're pushing full ahead on that, looking for our final sponsors and kicking off our volunteer recruiting again. And then right after that, 4 days later, is that Super Fair, and it's our 150th year. So if you've got family that are thinking about a time to visit Lincoln, come visit you between those two events, what a great time to have your family come visit you. And in Lincoln, there's so much to do, and then take in those two historic events.
Amy, I know you can't wait until next summer when you see trailers and pickups and vehicles and RVs out there in that expanded area, people sitting in the bleacher seats, all that expansion getting used. That's coming up next summer.
Yeah, wait till everybody sees all these 1,700 high schoolers and their families wandering around town in their cowboy boots and their cowboy hats. They are the just top-notch folks from all over the country. It'll be a lot of fun.
So we're looking ahead. The folks at the Lancaster Event Center looking ahead. Amy, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dale. Good to talk with everybody.
Amy Dickerson, Managing Director, Lancaster Event Center, today on Lincoln Live.